What's up, everybody? It's Jay Wrecker here, rant while driving to work with my little boy today.
We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. Anyways, that's right. This is the podcast where I drive to work and I rant. I talk about random things. And, right now, as of the last episode, if you guys didn't catch it, I now have a new little girl. And, so we're actually going to the grocery store, and so we'll talk about that for a little bit. And so if you hear Xavier in the background, we're not going to the store. No, we're not going to the store, but really we're going to the store.
No.
So he's going to be my co-host today. He's three, so that's okay, guys. It's an exciting day. We're going to be talking a little bit about the episode 2, season 3 of Revisionist History. So this part is the Revisionist History Rewind.
Wicca, wicca!
That's right. So we're going to be talking about the episode called Burden of Proof. If you haven't already listened to Burden of Proof, stop now. Jump over to Malcolm Gladwell's podcast. It should be in the top 10 in iTunes. Or wherever you get your podcasts, Panoply production, yada yada. Listen to that first, Burden of Proof, and then flip back over to me, and we can discuss. Now, usually I do try to talk about things that he's done wrong, or he's left out, or just little things that I'm like, I don't know, I think he could have said this, or what about this topic, or... But man, this was something near and dear the whole entire time he's talking about it. I'm like, oh, this is the NFL. This is the NFL. This is the NFL. It turned out that's what it was. Man. I listened to this. I boycotted the NFL last year. I did actually end up going to a Super Bowl party, and I kind of regret that. But I didn't go do anything else. I'm going to boycott again. I really think it's a strong thing to say. I'm going to end up doing it. They're just killing people, and they don't even care. And it's just really for money. And then on top of that, they just made some new rules that just came about saying that you have to stand for the anthem. You can't protest silently. This isn't what we're doing. And, man, America was built on people protesting, you know? From the 68 Olympics, protesting up there. Carlos, I believe, was one of the guys' names. I totally forgot their names right now. I'm blanking. What about the Boston Tea Party? Americans, or free Americans, I guess. You know, boycotting. And that was even in a worse manner. That was actually a physical, portrayal of a boycott, right? And sure, different reasons abound. But these guys weren't doing anything wrong, and they were all within their right. They were saying, hey, there's some police brutality out there. There's some things going on in our nation that I want to solve. I want people to know about. Let's try to fix something here. I've got a platform where people are watching me, and then people are like, oh, that's horrible, man. They got to stand for the national anthem. I'm super close. If I go to any kind of sporting event, I'm just going to sit. And protest and be with those guys. So that's just another thing of why you should be able to... why you should be boycotting the NFL. Boycott your local sports football team, your college team. It's just... jeez, it's so bad. And CTE is a real dangerous thing. How much proof do we need? I do like the part where it says, well, if they had a longitudinal study, it would have been, we'll take another 50 years to 75 years. And then we're going to figure out they're making $1 billion, NFL. I mean, they got to figure this stuff out. They knew a while ago this happened. Look at these grown men who are huge dudes, physical specimens, athletic beyond belief. And then all of a sudden they can't tie their shoes. It takes them 15 minutes to get out of bed. And it's a game, man. I mean, I understand, I've talked about this before, go look at my other one about boycotting, that sport does amazing things and gets people out of bad situations. I get that. And that's awesome. And, you know, there's some kid, like one kid asked Malcolm Gladwell after his talk, well, if I wasn't a football player, I wouldn't be at this university. You know, because of certain situations and circumstances out of that person's control. I'm sure, I get that, I understand that. There's a vessel. This is important. But geez, I mean, there's risks, there's so many. And I understand that some of these football players are making millions of dollars, they're giving back to the community, and they're trying to make things better, but gosh, it's kind of hard to ignore. You know, people bonking their heads time and time again. You know, I've got a 3-year-old. He's here in the car. I buckle him in his seat. You know, if he jumps off the bed, I tell him, hey, you know, don't jump off the bed. You could hurt yourself. Right? But I can tell, you know, what you're going to tell your 10-year-old to run full steam and tackle that other kid. Where's the separation there? Right? As a parent, I'm protecting my child. Hey, don't jump off the ottoman. Don't climb up the couch. You know, they're in the jungle gym. Be careful. Watch out. Right? You're making sure that you're showing them, hey, this is an okay play. This is not okay play. Right? You can play on the jungle gym this way, but not this way. You know, and I definitely have some latitude. I don't helicopter too badly. You know, I'll let him scale stuff, and if he falls, you know, whatever. I get it. He gets hurt. But, you know, you get to a point, and you're like, I do not want him playing football. Not a chance. People were asking me, like, oh, you going to play football? I hope not. And they look at me really strangely. No, are you kidding me? Maybe kicker? And only if he's, like, a senior in high school, maybe. You know, junior. I don't want him at all doing anything. So much danger, so much risk. For what? They get 3 years in the league on average, you know. You know, kickers can get 15, sure. You know, making $1 million a year or whatever, $15 million, whatever. Okay, that's cool. But most of these guys are in and out before you know it. And I miss the 50-cent corn dogs at Sonic. Oh man. Shame on me. You know, 3 years for what? If you know, they can be a basketball player and play for a decade very easily. They can be playing baseball for a decade and a half. You know, and still make a lot of money. So if it's a money thing, if they're an athlete, right? Then heck, put these guys to soccer. Put them into lacrosse. I don't know if that's actually better for concussions or not. I'm sure there's some data out there saying otherwise. But yeah, why don't you tell them about those other sports, right? Put in basketball. Put in baseball. Right? Go to cricket. Right? International cricket. There's money in international cricket. Not the thing. You know, so you can't just say football is the only thing out there for them. If they're that athletic, then they'll find a way to do something.
What's there?
You want a car? Okay, we'll get one. Hold on. Daddy's almost done. He's getting impatient, people. You hear that? Chop, chop, he says, Dad. Chop, chop. Okay, so that kid who addressed Mr. Gladwell and said, hey, if it wasn't for football, I wouldn't be here. He couldn't be, a swimmer? What, if he was athletic enough, he couldn't play baseball? He's only athletic enough for football? He's not athletic for golf or tennis? He's only a football player? Well, most of these athletes can play more than one sport. They can't play basketball and be good. They can't play, you know, hockey. I guess hockey, there's concussions there as well. But you get my idea here, right? There's other avenues to get into school. Now, this is something to be said. I said it before, I'm sure. Universities won't stop. And it was killed me when he said, a dean walked up to him after a speech and says, we won't stop playing football here. And what he's really saying is, I love money.
I love it. I'm so in love. I love you, money.
Oh, it's sad, man. They value, and I'm saying they, I mean institutions, I mean the NFL. So the NFL and the institutions love money because football brings in revenue. Because that's what American public likes. It's... And I really thought it was just really funny. When I was a kid, people used to compare it to gladiator sports. And I was like, there's no way. And then you yell and you scream when some guy comes across the middle and gets slammed. And his helmet pops off. And you see his mouthpiece just flick away. And you're like, oh, yeah. Woo! It's gladiator. It's bloodlust. It's human nature to like such a violent, deadly sport. And it's sad that so few are profiting off of it. If more people were profiting off of it, would I be okay with it? Ugh. It's a pit in my stomach. Ugh, I hate that question. Because I don't think that makes it right. Does it make it easier for some? Maybe. But, I mean, right is right, and you just gotta stop watching. You know, turn off the tube, you know, distance yourself from the articles. You know, it's still hard for me. You know, I still kind of flick back and forth from reading a couple articles. I'm trying to really stay away from any kind of clicks so they kind of get any momentum at all. No, it's bad. And they're like, well, what are they going to do? They can't if they make it flag football, and then that's just a horrible game. Then that's not a man's game. Well, okay, really? So now it's a man's game versus a woman's game versus a game? Like, we're talking about a game here, a sport, right? So why don't we make the rules a little different, right? You lead with your helmet one time. We'll see you next year. That's it. One and done, done. You don't get paid. You can go grocery shop. You can go bag groceries, whatever you got to do. You can go to the construction yard. Fine, whatever. But you can't suit up for this team or any other league, and that's it. You're done. In the same vein, I think that the XFL coming out and the other league coming out, I think in 19 and 20, are good for... In a capitalistic sense, the manner there's actually going to be a market, and so there's going to be I'm not saying that those leagues are going to be any better as far as player safety and health and awareness. Maybe not. Probably not, let's be honest. Probably not. Most definitely. I can't say most definitely. Probably not. I think it's just good as far as a market sense to kind of like take away some money and some power from the top and spread it around a little bit. I think that's kind of good. I think the same thing for other sports, too. Like, I think if there's baseball, I think there's room for other leagues. In basketball, I think there's room for other leagues. I mentioned that about the Big Baller League coming out. There's a couple other ones, and there's, like, another NCAA-type division coming out, I think, or wanting to come out. So I think these are good things. I like these things. I like the growth. So that's kind of different. How can you like the growth of these things but not like the sport? It's the idea of the growth as a competitive in nature, as in business. I like that aspect. The sport itself, I think, is bad. It's getting worse and worse. And these guys are so big and strong and fast. And, you know, why can't we have a helmet technology? Look, one race car driver died a decade and a half ago, I think. Earnhardt. And now they have horse collar, seat belts, and buckles, and different helmets, and everyone's using these things now, and they're getting more and more advanced, and you have to clamp down because of safety concern. One person passed. One. And it was the elite, one of the most elite one, or passed, and something changed. Time and time and time again, we're seeing these players take their own lives because their brains are becoming mush, and we don't think anything of it. It's sad. It's just it should destroy you to think that. Well, it's fine. That kid was just whatever, you know. When we're talking centers, offensive linemen, we're talking tackles, we're talking guards, we're talking nose tackles, we're
DBs, running backs, wideouts, corners, safeties, free safeties, everyone. Quarterbacks just passed away, not this likely this past summer, right? Kid from Washington, Washington State. Come on. And we're talking kids. They're like, they're 21. Their lives are so ahead of them. They're 19. They're 18. They're 22. And they can't fathom a world any better than death. Because of traumatic brain experiences that they've had over the course of their playing careers, however many long or short that may have been. And all we can do is what, we write a letter and we put a patch on our helmet or a sticker on our helmet and a patch on our uniform. And when we think that's good enough, we have a little moment of silence. I'm like, oh yeah, sure. That's cool. Oh, it's sad. This happened to that kid. I can't wait till the season though starts, huh? Like, well, I gotta wait another 20 seconds of silence before I can talk. Okay, hold on. Really? It's unspeakable, isn't it? You know, I talk to guys at work and they're like, I can't believe you're boycotting because of a couple of injuries and because of some head trauma. And, you know, they're grown men. They can make their own decisions. I go, they're grown men. They can make their own decisions. Yes. I mean, is that the right answer though? Like, I mean, we put so many other provisions in place in society to protect those around us. Seatbelt laws, speeding law, you know, you can only go so fast. Hey, I'm 36. I can go 85 miles per hour in a 25 and when it's raining. I don't care. I can do that. Oh, no, Jay, that's against the law. You can't do that. That's dangerous. You could hurt some. Oh, whoa, 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 whoa. Because of my aggressive behavior that I'm not thinking clearly, right? I'm going 85 and a 25 while it's raining. That's dangerous. And in order to protect myself and others around me, there's laws in place that are there to protect that, right? I can get arrested for that, right? I lose my license over this. If I kill somebody, I go to jail. The NFL is putting players on the field and is killing them. Nothing happens. What's the difference? I play football, high school, college, whatever. I move the ranks. I'm not a professional. I'm not Team X. And I kill myself. Who's to blame? Is it the person to blame? Because they made a bad decision and no one was there to stop them? Or is it the team's responsibility? Is it the coach's responsibility? Is it the league's responsibility to have rules in place and laws in place? I don't see, really, where's the correlation there? You see the correlation? You see what I'm getting at, though? No, you don't. It's okay. I hope you do, though. I hope you do. Xavier fell asleep. I've been trying to get him to take a nap all day long. I should have just got in the car. Passed out. Done. Took his shoes off. Dropped his monster truck on the ground. Face down. Done. So now I can't wake him up. Alright? So now I'm here for a little bit longer. So burden of proof. This is one of the first. There's been others that I've. I'll talk more. So what I do. There's been other episodes that I've agreed with Mr. Gladwell. This is, man, when he talks anything about this, I get up in it. This is it, man. Like, this is something big, right? Like, we can get behind it. There's enough people who stop watching, boycott, pick up the games, right? Don't buy the merchandise. Don't buy the cups that have your team's logo on it. Don't buy the shirts, the playing cards, the memorabilia. Turn it off when it comes on the news. Everything, right? They listen to money.
they being, again, institutions and the NFL. CFL, I guess, if you do the Canadian Football League, I'm sure they do something too. Look, that's all they care about is the bottom line, right? Black and red, ones and zeros, debits and credits, that's all they care about. So, make it hurt for them, right? There needs to be more people out there to say, hey, this is bad. And no sportscaster worth his grain of salt will get behind this because their career's on the line. They can't not talk about football on the radio during football season. No one will listen to them, so they have to talk about football. Well, you know what? Make a stand. Don't talk about football. There's other stuff going on, right? Some basketball creeps up there pretty soon, right? Baseball's still going on up until October, so half the season. Right? Basketball picks up in like November, December. NFL starts in December. So what? You're talking like a month or so? Yeah, just don't talk about it. Except for talk about all the injuries, the life-threatening injuries, the career-ending injuries. Talk about all the murders. Talk about all the aggressive behavior these players are putting on their spouses and their significant others. Talk about the drug abuse. Talk about everything negative about the sport. That's it. Just go straight negative. That's it. Nothing positive. No game stats. No nothing. No who's going to win. No QBRs. No fantasy. That's what I mean. We need some people to start doing this, writing columns about the adverse effects, not like just your one favorite columnist who puts out that one a year to go, remember guys, it's July, it's June, it's May, we're not thinking about football, so I'm going to write you a football piece to get you to think about football. It's like a marketing ploy. And then you're like, oh yeah, this guy, he doesn't like the sport either. You know, look at right there, he just said all these things. And then this, yeah, but then he's writing 30 pieces a year about football. Or she. Really? So, I mean, I don't know what to do. All I can do is continue to put out the stuff here. You know, I tweet out these people, but hey, guys and girls in the NFL and the leagues, check it out. Start listening. You know? But they don't. And they won't. I don't foresee a future where football is any different, any less violent than it is today. If you enjoy the sport, you enjoy the sport. You keep enjoying it. Just know that you're watching a game where people may not play the next week because they may kill themselves. Okay? Just remember that this game is a game, right? It's Monopoly. It's chess, right? It's hopscotch. It's a game. And it shouldn't affect people adversely. I can understand injuries, right? Knees, shoulders, arms, elbows. You know, that happens to all sports. You get injured. I get that. That's kind of an acceptable thing about running around, right? 12 guys, 22 guys on the field, you're going to get dinged up. But getting to a point where you're getting so injured where it's difficult for you to take care of yourself in your 40s, in your 50s. You know? You're like, oh, geez, think about that. Hey, think if you're 45 years old and it takes you 15, 20 minutes to roll out of bed, to literally roll out of bed. Like you're slowly creeping up. Have you ever been so sick where you can't get out of bed and it hurts everything, you know? Imagine that every single day. Because of a game. A game. I mean, I think this is the Allen Iverson. I'm talking about practice. I'm talking about a game. You know? It's disheartening. So, Mr. Gladwell, kudos to you, sir. Thank you again for bringing this topic up. Keep bringing it up. Folks, stop watching. Boycott. Tweet at whoever you want to tweet at. You know, say goodbye to your local teams. Right into your university. Tell them, you know what, we don't need this money anymore. You know, if they say that money funds a lot of good, say we don't need the funding. We're better off without it. I mean, does Yale need to have a football team? Does Princeton, Brown, those are like the three most, one of the three biggest on the East Coast schools and the Ivy schools, right? It's ridiculous. They don't need extra money. Their endowments are ridiculous. They'll never go bankrupt. Sure, are there some universities that really need the money? But come on. Coaches are making millions of dollars a year to coach, just to coach, to win games. Millions of dollars. And you're putting your time and your effort and your fandom behind it, because go blue, go red, go this, go that. I understand there needs to be outlets in life to not think about the other things that are going on in our lives, the de-stress. You want to watch a sport and you like it and get behind it. Can't you get behind a sport that isn't doing this to people, isn't telling them how they can protest? If they protest, they will get fined. It's like your work. You work at company ABC, ABC Inc., and ABC Inc. says, hey, you know what? Jay, I work at ABC Inc. too. Jay, you can't protest. You have to come to work on time, and you have to leave on time, and there's going to be a Pledge of Allegiance and a national anthem every day, and if you sit down, we're going to dock you pay. Yep, that's right. You make hourly. We're going to take out several hours. We don't know. It has undisclosed. It could be the full entire day. And now you're working for free. Because you got to stand. That means something. I saw a great thing. Someone found a newspaper clipping, and if they made it up, they made it up. I don't know. I didn't fact check it. And it was 1934 Germany. They played soccer. They played France. They were supposed to come into the stadium and hail Hitler's salute. They didn't do it. They were told that the French would, if they did that, the French would cancel the game, not give them any money, and the fans would probably revolt, and who knows what would happen. And so they're like, you know, our lives are worth a little more. Let's not just do this. They come back, and Germany goes, you know what? Since you didn't hail Hitler, you can't play for a year. Yeah. Yeah. Am I saying that the NFL is on the same level as Nazi Germany? No. That's absurd. That's absurdity. But there's some really close correlations. One's making you stand and forcing you to stand, and if you don't, you get penalized. The other one was forcing you to salute, and if you didn't salute, you get penalized. Two national figures or figureheads, iconically or figuratively or literally. So there's a lot of correlation to that, right? Come on, how close do we have to make this now? Next year, what happens if they make even more? What happens if they say, I have no clue what they'll do next? But if they can control this, they can control anything else. The right to protest, the ability for them to live, it's uncalled for. Anyways, this has been it. Guys, this is the podcast. Thank you so much. Tweet at me, at RantWile. Leave me a review, please. 5 stars if you hate it. 5 stars if you love it. And that's at iTunes. You get Stitcher, SoundCloud. I'm trying to get onto iHeartRadio and Spotify. I'll let you know when that happens as well. If you want to be on this little podcast and we can do a little chit-chat, we can do that as well. Just let me know. If you have any suggestions or topics you want to talk about, then that's also as well. all well and dandy as well. Thank you guys so much. Continue to spread this word. Also, you know, give Malcolm Gladwell a shout out. You know, give him a 5-star review. That guy needs it. He's tough. I heard times are tough for him. I mean, he not only has pre-roll ads, he's got mid-roll ads too. So I'm saying this guy, he just really needs this, you know? I jest, okay? Don't worry about it. But, you know, give him some love. Even Canadians need love too. All right, my friends, my families, adios, hasta luego, and have a great one. Bye-bye.